May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Were those who perished in the flooding in the Midwest recently worse offenders than other Midwesterners? Were those 200 who lost their lives in the cyclone in Mozambique worse sinners than other people? Were those who were gunned down in a mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, worse than other New Zealanders? Was my loved one who died of cancer, or who suffered with lifelong illness, or who passed away too young, were they worse? Why did it happen to them? Today, Jesus' followers have an age-old question for him, one that we too might wonder about, one that we might phrase as, why do bad things happen? Or even, if God is so good, why do bad things happen? Or perhaps, why do bad things happen to good people? It's a hard question to consider, especially as people of faith who worship a God that we say is good. But it's also an important question to ask. Those posing the question in today's gospel reading must have the incidents that Jesus mentions on their minds. They are local tragedies that were known commonly in their time and place. One, a horrific man-made incident led by Pilate and the Roman government. And the other, an apparent shocking accident. If we are to live lives of wholehearted faith, if we're to come before our God openly and honestly, we too have to ask these kinds of questions from time to time, with the events of our own lives and our own time and place in mind. Yet Jesus makes it clear today that for such difficult questions, there are only difficult answers. A difficult question is deserving of a difficult answer. And so asking these questions to our God means letting go of easy answers. Because Jesus' answer to the people who are questioning him today, well, it's not just an unqualified yes or an unqualified no. It's not some logical and methodical explanation that takes them from point A to point B. Jesus' answer to them is another story. A parable. Isn't that just infuriating about Jesus sometimes? Aren't you sometimes just like, Jesus, can't you just say yes or no and leave it at that for us? It seems like he can never give us a straight answer. Why can't he just affirm or deny that those who perished were or weren't worse offenders than others and leave it there? Why would Jesus choose to tell this sort of mysterious story as an answer to this deep question? Well, perhaps it's because difficult questions deserve difficult answers. For us as Christians, letting go of the easy answers that we sometimes really want to believe and cling to, it means cultivating patience. Patience with the more difficult and complex answers that our Jesus and our God sometimes give us. In fact, sometimes we're given answers that take us days or weeks or years, even the course of a lifetime, to unravel and to understand. So let's approach Jesus' answer today with some patience, knowing that difficult questions deserve to have more complicated answers. Let's ask, what does this parable tell us as an answer to the question of why bad things happen? So, in the parable, there is this man with a vineyard, right? And he has planted a fig tree in his vineyard, and he wants to get some fruit from it, right? That's the point of a fruit tree. You get to harvest the fruit from it. And so he goes looking for figs and finds none. Now, sometimes it takes a new tree a few years to blossom, to produce fruit, to get really good and healthy. But Jesus tells us he's already been waiting for 3 whole years. So this is the moment he's been waiting for. He's been tending that tree, watching and waiting. But there are no figs to be found. So he's upset. All this time and energy, 3 years of waiting and watching, the soil that it's planted in, all of it is a waste. He should cut it down and plant something that's more productive. Yet here, the gardener intervenes. "Sir, let it alone for 1 more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, then you can cut it down." If this story is an answer to the question of why bad things happen, then it seems to say that sometimes we don't know why bad things happen. We don't know, for instance, why the tree in this parable isn't doing well. If this story is an answer to the question of why bad things happen, then it seems to say that, like the gardener in the parable, we have a gardener that keeps trying for every tree, every bad situation, every bad plant that doesn't grow or thrive. A gardener that keeps working and tending the plants even when there is no fruit to be seen. If this story is an answer to the question of why bad things happen, then it seems to say that maybe the fruit isn't about the harvest at the end. Maybe the thing we're waiting for doesn't come at the end when the tree produces fruit. Maybe the fruit, the worth, the gift is actually in the waiting, the nurturing of the plant, the growth. Maybe the harvest is actually a part of the process, the patience it takes. And this parable, this story, it didn't really have an end. Did you notice that? The gardener makes his plea, and that's it. We don't know what happens to the tree. We don't know if the gardener tends it for the next year and then all the hard work pays off. We don't know if the tree bears fruit or is cut down. So the end of this parable seems to point back to its beginning. When a year from now, the landowner is going to come back to this fig tree expecting fruit and reevaluate how it's doing. And if it's not doing well, you can imagine the gardener having this conversation all over again. The gardener is always looking for just 1 more year. Just give me 1 more chance. Just give me 1 more opportunity for growth. This parable tells us about a God that sticks with us, with everyone, through the tough times, even when we don't or can't know why the tough times happen. Even when they seem to repeat over and over again, year after year. It's a God who is with us even when there is no harvest in sight. A God who has ultimate patience with us and with the challenging situations of our earthly lives. What else might this parable tell us about why bad things happen? What do you get from it? Because that's the beauty of having a parable as the answer to a question rather than just a simple yes or no. We can all look at this story and see something different. We can return to this story a year from now and see something different in it. We can come to this parable time and again throughout our lives, and God will speak to us differently through this story every time. For each of us, there can be the lesson we need when we need it. Cultivating patience and letting go of easy answers, that's a marker of mature faith, of a deeper faith. It means having a relationship with God that does not demand to know it all, but that allows God to be the one who knows it all. It means that we can let go of control and instead enjoy sitting in the mystery. It means that we can have a faith that helps us endure season after season of life, like the trees and plants all around us now that are starting to come back after the cold months of winter. It means that with the care of our gardener, we can endure even the final winter of death. So today, for the wisdom of the fig tree and for the gardener who tends it, we give thanks to God. Amen.